to build. What to build? Oh, come on, Lucy. Wow, you're a builder. You're a maker. You're a... I got it! Tool call.
Hammer.
Hammer.
Wrench.
Wrench.
Drill.
Drill.
Great job, Kapow.
Great job, Kapow. Oh, no, wait, that's me. Great job, Lucy. Wow.
Oh, brother. Now all we have to do is turn this thing on. Let the show begin!
It's the last episode of Lucy Wow Season 1, and we've got a lot of ground to cover. What will become of Mildred's amazing garbage machine? Will Guy Neville get a new motorbike? And what will Lucy Wow build next? Ah, so much to do! No napping, Kapow! Not today! Today, we stay alert and awake!
Darn, Kapow fainted again. Just give them a sec. They'll wake back up.
I don't know if I trust a judge who can't even stay awake for the proceedings.
A sleeping judge is no judge at all.
Calm down, Marty and Mr. Snood. Kapow Court will be back in session momentarily. All I've got to do is set this tin can next to Kapow's nose.
Where were we? Oh, yes, I remember. We were about to eat this tin can.
This is a kangaroo court! I demand a retrial!
First of all, it's not a kangaroo court, it's a pygmy goat court. And Kapow has a keen legal mind. I built them that way. Didn't I, Kapow?
Kapow Court is now in session. Lucy, please present your first witness.
I call Guy Neville to the stand.
Guy Neville, do you promise to feed me tin cans and baseball cards and also tell the truth?
Sure, why not?
Where were you on the night of July 27th? Aha! No alibi! Throw him in the clink with the rest of the riffraff and bring me 2 flip-flops and a spoon immediately!
Oh, this is bananas!
Kapow, we don't have a clink, whatever that is, and Guy isn't on trial, no one is! You're supposed to be negotiating a deal so Mr. Snood can use Mildred's amazing garbage machine and Marty can find spoons and forks. Remember?
Oh, that's right. My apologies. I thought I was trying the case of the century. Guy, you may be excused, but I'm watching you.
Mr. Snood, I would really like to let you use Mildred's amazing garbage machine.
The Magma Trash Destroyer.
Right, Magma. Anyway, we have to make sure Marty can still dig through the trash first so he can find stuff for his very important collection of Pflugerville memorabilia.
You can't imagine the things people throw away. Old sports programs, perfectly useful rusted silverware, 1/2 pair of socks.
Oh, I see your point, Marty. How about if we bring the Pflugerville garbage into the landfill and wait 24 hours before giving it the magma treatment?
48 hours and you got yourself a deal.
And Lucy Wow gets a search through the landfill too. That's the price you pay for taking the crusher handle. Do I have a motion to approve?
Whoop.
Motion granted. Next.
It was a lot of work building the machine, and I'll be over at the landfill doing repairs all the time. Plus, Mr. Snood is going to sell all the building blocks, so he'll make Boku bucks. Shouldn't the inventor, me, get something in return?
The court mandates 4 million balls of yarn as fair payment for Lucy's machine. Deliverable immediately.
That's outrageous. I won't stand for it.
Watch it, Snood. You don't want to find yourself in contempt of Kapow Court.
Well, I never.
To the clink over there with Guy Neville.
It's pretty nice over here at the clink. We have snacks.
Oh, that does sound nice, but I have a better idea. How about if we open a college fund for Lucy Wow? And I'll pay into it every month in exchange for use of magma at the landfill. Plus, I'll split any profits from selling the garbage blocks and yard fertilizer. By split, I mean 90-10. I'm Mr. 90 in this equation.
50-50.
60-40.
20-80.
50-50.
You have a deal.
Why do I feel like that didn't go as expected?
Order in the Kapow Court. We have a motion to settle. All in favor, say, six sleek swans swam swiftly southwards.
Six sleek swans swam swiftly southwards.
Close enough! The motion is granted. This Kapow Court is no longer in session. All is made well in the world. Let's party, people!
It's a pleasure doing business with you, Lucy Wow. And now I'm late for a date on my pirate submarine. I have big plans in the Pflugerville Sea.
And I need to get over to the landfill and do some searching before Mildred's amazing garbage machine shows up. It's been real.
You know what time it is, Guy Neville?
Lunchtime?
Party time?
Nope. It's time to build your new motorbike. Let's get to it. I made some fairly big modifications.
It's got four wheels now.
Yep, it's safer that way. You'll really have to work to fall off this thing. Plus, it has more gears, better steering, and a tow bar.
A tow bar? I love tow bars. I can pull stuff out of a ditch. That's a very useful feature. And check out those racing stripes.
A truly worthy Guy-O-Matic mobile.
Only one thing left to do now. A rematch. Come on, Lucy. I'll race you around the back 40.
I don't know. I'm pretty busy on this other stuff. And plus, go!
So that's how you're gonna play it, huh? Go, go, Guy-O-Matic!
Not for long. I installed a new bathtub car turbo booster. Hold on, Kapow. Things are about to get crazy. We've left the backyard.
We're at the Pflugerville waterfront.
Oh, we just passed the banana stand.
We're back in the yard.
There's the finish line.
Where have you two been? I passed the finish line a million hours ago. Guy Neville with the win.
That did not go as planned.
Yeah, but I got this banana on a stick, so that's good. The stick is the best part.
It's been real, you two. But I've got some stuff to pull out of ditches around town with my new tow bar. Got a bolt.
I really need to rethink the bathtub car turbocharging unit.
And my memory chip. Hey, let's build something.
Funny you should say that, Kapow. I've been working on some new plans for a giant mechanical mole. Wanna see?
How big is the giant mechanical mole?
Really big. You know what I always say. Go big, and then go bigger.
Could we build the biggest ball of yarn in the world instead? Oh, a goat can dream.
I'll put it on the list.
I'm a little worried about this giant mechanical mole. I wonder what it eats. What if it tries to eat me? We really should just make the giant ball of yarn much safer. Let's all take a short break and then get back to the action. One thing is for sure. We're going to go big and then go bigger.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
And we're back. Sadly, I have to report that we are not making the world's biggest ball of yarn or fixing my memory chip. Nope, we're right in the middle of making a gigantic mechanical mole. And when I say gigantic, I really mean it. Torque wrench. Torque wrench!
You brought me a roll of plumber's tape, but I can use it.
Thinking ahead.
Tape measure?
Tape measure! Also my tongue.
Jackhammer.
Oh, I love it when I get to be the jackhammer. I think one of my teeth fell out. I might have eaten it.
Let me have a look in there. Nope, all teeth accounted for. Hey, what's this? You ate my favorite marble. I've been looking for that.
I was saving it for later.
Come on, we're almost done with the giant mechanical mole.
We need launch music playing out of my butt.
Your playlists are getting really good.
I do try.
Clamp.
Clamp.
Handsaw.
Handsaw.
And we're done. We've just built a giant mechanical mole.
Wow, that thing is really big. It barely fits in the barn.
I'd say it's about 20 feet long. Maybe I went too big.
Too big? Not possible.
Yeah, you're right. What could possibly go wrong? Let's fire it up and see what happens. Ready, Kapow?
What if it tries to eat me?
Don't be silly. I programmed it to only eat dirt.
In that case, ready! Hello there, Mr. Giant Mechanical Mole. You have a very big head.
What should we call her?
How about Alfalfa or Ruby? No, wait, Funkle.
I dubbed this new creation Alfalfa Ruby Funkel. We'll call her ARF for short.
Lucy?
Yes, Kapow?
Alfalfa Ruby Funkel is opening her eyes.
Hey there, ARF. Welcome to my barn. Louder than I thought she would be.
That roar would blow my hair back, if I had any.
Quick, open the barn doors. She'll tear this place apart.
I think it finally happened, Lucy Wow. We went too big.
Please don't eat the house. Please don't eat the house. Oh, please, Arf, don't eat the house.
Alfalfa Ruby Funkel is eating the yard.
Well, Alfalfa Ruby Funkel has dug under Pflugerville. That doesn't seem great.
You think? Where is she going?
According to my tracking mechanism, ARF is heading for downtown Pflugerville. It will take her a while, though. Digging giant tunnels under Pflugerville takes some time.
What are we going to do?
If she gets all the way downtown, she might start toppling buildings. We can't let that happen.
We need Guy-O-Matic.
I think we might need an actual superhero this time, Kapow. Come on, let's head back to the barn. I know just who to call.
Bobby Wonder Emergency Hotline, how may I help you?
Hello, I was wondering if Bobby Wonder was available.
If this is Mighty Mila Crank calling again, you can forget it. We're on to you.
Nope, it's Lucy Wow over at the barn.
Oh, well, Lucy, I hate to tell you this, but Bobby Wonder is downstairs getting me two waffles, medium rare, and a spot of tea.
We have an emergency over here.
Oh, please don't tell me you made us another sidekick. Last time that happened, we end up with Robozuki, and let me tell you, that one-eyed menace has been nothing but trouble from the word go.
It's possible I made something a tiny bit more troublesome.
Oh, let me guess. You went big, and then you went bigger? We talked about this.
We made Alfalfa Ruby Funkel.
Alfalfa Ruby Funkel? Ooh, now that is a stage name. Can she act? How's her singing voice?
Alfalfa is about as big as my barn. She's a mechanical mole, and she's digging her way towards downtown Pflugerville.
You call that an emergency? I had to replace my leading man in my new play right before opening night. Now that is an emergency.
If you could head over right after tea time, that would be great. Alfalfa Ruby Funkel is really on the move over here.
And bring waffles.
Oh, here's my breakfast now. Hang on. Where's the syrup and the butter? I cannot eat this. Oh, and also Lucy Wow's on the emergency line. Something about a mechanical mole thing. It's confusing.
Hey, Lucy Wow.
Hey, Bobby Wonder. Could you fly on over and try not to crash into my barn? I've got a little bit of a situation over here.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta get Grabstack fed and we'll be right there. Have no fear, Bobby is here.
Well, folks, we've come to the end of this season of Lucy Wow. But just like Bobby Wonder says, have no fear! We're all about to meet up in Go Kid Go the show! Head on over and subscribe to the blockbuster event of the season when Lucy Wow and Bobby Wonder team up to stop Alfalfa Ruby Funkel from toppling buildings in Pflugerville. Subscribe to Go Kid Go the show, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you there!
Go Kid Go the show? Well, that does sound interesting. That title is a real winner, and I get to be in it! Ooh, this could be the big break I've been looking for. Hair and makeup! Pronto! Someone call my agent. Come on, people!
If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends!
Go Kid Go!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.